Good afternoon, Exotics Vet. This is Brock speaking. How can I help?
Hi, this is Josh.
Hey, Josh. Thanks for returning my call. I've got Leo's blood test results back. How's Leo looking today? Any better at all? Like, have we perked up sense of fluids or anything like that?
Yeah, he's just starting to get a bit sleepy now.
Mm-hmm.
So most of the day he's been pretty active.
Yeah, good. Okay. Any appetite or anything at all?
Yeah, he had a couple bit of vegetables, but didn't seem very interested in crickets or anything.
Okay, good. And look, I just want to ask you a few more questions, Josh. We're still dusting the food with calcium every day, are we?
Oh, is that meant to be every day?
Well, typically every day or every couple of days. I usually like every day, but yeah, usually with calcium. Well, how often do you do it?
Usually every couple of days.
Every couple of days. Okay, that's okay. And have you recently changed the UV light at all or anything like that? Or how old is that if you haven't replaced it recently?
I just changed it.
Just changed. Cool. And do you know if the calcium supplement is just calcium or does it have extra additional sort of vitamins and minerals in that, or is it just the calcium?
I think it was just calcium.
Just calcium, great. Cool, man. Well, I'm glad to hear that he's feeling a little bit better after the fluids, definitely, because I'm definitely really worried about him. Like, when I saw him yesterday, he looked terrible, and there's definitely some pretty big changes on his blood test, Josh. So what we send off is there's two portions to the test. There's the blood count, where it looks at his, like, red cells and white cells. The other portion is the biochemistry panel, which looks at his sort of organ function, proteins, calcium, things like that. So on his complete blood count, it looks like that his white cells are slightly elevated and showing signs that he might be having some sort of immune response and probably some sort of infection somewhere. So they're elevated and the spread of them and their appearance is that I think there's some sort of infection or he's, you know, mounting an immune response to something.
Yeah.
So that's number one. His red cell level is still in the normal range, albeit it's still on the sort of lower end of the range. It's just in the normal range on the lower side, his red cells. So he's not actually anemic, but he's almost there. On his biochemistry panel, he does have an elevated glucose with low calcium. So sometimes the glucose can be elevated if he's a bit stressed or, you know, like with the handling or the transport, you know.
Yeah.
The calcium, to me, like, it's possible that, yeah, he might not be getting enough in his diet, but to me, he doesn't look like a floppy, hypocalcemic lizard, but I think it might be useful that something we can do is just give him the calcium every single day as well, and we should be able to bump it up for sure. So, I'm definitely glad we sent the test off, because I think we're getting some more sort of hints as to what's happening. What could be causing these things? I guess hypocalcemia theoretically could do it. If he's low on calcium, he's got, you know, he's lethargic, he can't contract his muscles as normal, he can't do normal sort of functions, that's possible. It's not the lowest I've ever seen it, though, but it is technically in the lower than the normal range.
Okay.
That doesn't really explain, like, if he's got an infection, though. So, you know, if he is, with his infection and these sort of cell changes, it looks like his liver function, kidney function, definitely okay. So I think it's unlikely to be some sort of liver or kidney problem. And I think we did find some little yeasts yesterday, but, you know, sometimes we find those commonly when they hold onto their feces for a long time. You know, usually do a poo every day or two. So,
yeah, well, okay, you hadn't done a movement for like 2-3 days.
Yeah. So it could just be something simple like that. So that was definitely something we noted, but I'd still be looking elsewhere inside his body for some sort of issue. So he could definitely have some sort of infection. Sometimes as well, like with this high glucose, we actually see a syndrome in captive bearded dragons where they actually develop like a cancer of the stomach. That's fairly uncommon, but often they do have this cancer of the stomach that through the hormonal changes, it increases the glucose very high. And that's usually the first sign we see is they look really lethargic, they look a little bit off, and sometimes we can feel a mass in his body. But that's not always the case. But sometimes they just have a high calcium. High glucose. But yeah, it is possible he has some sort of cancer, I guess. But look, I'd really be hoping it might be a combination of the calcium and the infection. And look, my plan for him would definitely be start him on some, put him on the calcium dosing again every day. We'll give him some antibiotics, and, you know, just through that, you know, extra fluids we've given him, hopefully he starts to feel better after a couple of days where he's eating more, he's more sort of energetic, puts a little bit more weight back on, things like that. And I'd probably just retest his blood test after a few weeks to just double check these abnormalities we've found if he comes good. So, yeah, we definitely, I think we'll give him some medication. I think that'd be nice. You know, cover him for some infection, give him his extra calcium. And that's it. That viral test we've sent off for the adenovirus will take a little while to come back. But typically that one usually causes liver inflammation, like hepatitis. But it seems like his liver is okay. So hopefully it's not that, because that's pretty much a death sentence, unfortunately. So we'll see what that comes back with as well. But in the meantime, let's get him on some meds, man. Do you live far away, Josh?
I'm currently at Bravey Island.
Yeah, okay, cool. Well, look, I'll dispense the meds, so you can honestly just pick it up any time. But maybe it might be better if you could come in probably tomorrow or the next day. Is that feasible with your schedule tomorrow?
Yeah.
That's okay?
Yeah, I'm not working tomorrow, so...
Cool. Well, maybe... if you want to bring him back, we might even actually just give him some more fluids tomorrow as well. I think that'd be nice just to bump him up again. So what sort of time do you think you could come in, Josh?
Probably around 11?
Around 11. Could you possibly do maybe... we're sort of doing surgery at that time. Could you come in a bit sooner, about 10:30, do you think?
10:30? Okay, yeah, that's fine.
Cool. I'll just put that in. So fluids and meds pick up. Cool, man. And if he hasn't really eaten too much tomorrow morning, we might actually give him a feed too, but we'll just see how he is. But I think we'll just sort of nurse him through, like just like someone who's unwell. Just give them fluids, like electrolytes and feeding. And sometimes they just improve really well. So let's just give another top-up and catch up tomorrow at 10:30, and I'll get those meds ready for you then.
Yeah.
All right, man. Cool. Any questions?
No, that's a pretty previous topic, explanatory.
Cool, man. Well, yeah, if we've got a bit of time tomorrow to chat if you think of anything, because but that should be fine. So I'll get that all sorted, man. We'll see you tomorrow at 10:30.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks, Josh. Bye.
All right. Bye.
Bye.